Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. ISU Extension here in Cass County is very excited to be hosting a fun ISU event this weekend. Iowa State University, a team Prism, their solar car team, will be headed through Cass County this weekend on their 99 County Tour of Iowa. We will be hosting them at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA parking lot this Saturday, June 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. Anyone in the area is invited to stop down, check out their new car named Penumbra. It is the world's first solar utility vehicle, a solar-assisted electrical vehicle made to change the paradigm of transportation. As I mentioned, during the month of June, members of Team Prism, which is the ISU student organization that designs and manufactures the car, are traveling all 99 counties in Iowa to showcase the vehicle using the trip hashtag SunRun99. The car will be making the local stop in Cass County Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. The team would like to invite everyone to come check out the vehicle and even go for a quick spin. Like most vehicles found across the state, the vehicle contains four seats and features Bluetooth audio and wireless charging for cell phones, according to team designers. The difference, of course, is Penumbra is powered by the sun instead of gas or diesel. As the vehicle drives across the state, the sun recharges the batteries on board. Fully charged, Penumbra has a 200-mile driving range. On a sunny day, keeping a constant speed of 40 miles an hour can be achieved without any energy from the batteries. Once Penumbra completes the SunRun 99 tour across Iowa, they will be flying across to Australia to compete in the 2017 Bridgestone World Solar Car Challenge. Again, Cass County Extension is proud to host the local stop on this tour and encourage all those in the area to come out and learn more about the vehicle, the team, and renewable energy as the car stops at the YMCA on Saturday afternoon. In addition to the solar car, you can come out and enjoy some free snacks and some fun hands-on science, technology, engineering, and math activities for the whole family, courtesy of ISU Extension here in Cass County. There will also be some opportunities available for attendees to hitch a ride and go for a short spin in the car. They are requesting a $50 per person donation to do this, and all proceeds from that will help offset the transportation costs to fly the car to the competition in Australia. Be sure not to miss your opportunity to check out Penumbra. If you would like more information, you can check out the website or the Cass County Extension Facebook page and follow the hashtag SunRun99 tour across the state. Speaking of the sun, if your garden is heating up with this hot, dry weather we're having, our garden experts are here to help. ISU horticulture specialists getting a lot of questions this time of year as the water faucet has shut off, if you will, with the heavy rains we received in April and May. If your gardens were planted and moving along nicely, you may be starting to consider getting some water on those gardens. Early morning from 5 to 9 a.m. is usually the best time to water a garden if you're using a sprinkler, garden hose, or any other device that wets the leaves of the plant. When watering is completed, the plant foliage will dry quickly at this time, and the rapid drying helps guard against the development of fungal diseases. The morning application will also allow the water to soak deeply into the soil, with losing little water to evaporation that you might see during the midday heat from the sun. For that reason, watering at midday is the least efficient because of that rapid evaporation. Also, when using a sprinkler, midday watering can be very wasteful, as frequently strong winds can carry the water onto driveway, patios, or other nearby areas. Watering in the evening is an option with a sprinkler or a garden hose, but it can lead to greater disease problems as the plant foliage takes longer to dry and may remain wet overnight, inviting some of those fungal diseases. Either mornings or evenings are excellent times to water your plants using a drip irrigation or soaker hose. Again, this would be some method where you would not be getting the leaves of the plants wet and would just be watering directly onto the roots. Watering in the evening is not a problem with these methods as you're not wetting the foliage of the plants. If you're beginning to wonder if it's time to water your garden, keep in mind the frequency of watering needed is determined by the type of soil, weather, type of plants, and other factors. In general, a deep watering once a week during dry weather should be adequate for most fruit, vegetable, and flower gardens. When you're watering your gardens, you're going to want to water slowly and deeply. If you're looking to conserve water in the garden, apply a mulch around landscape plantings and garden areas to conserve soil moisture. Mulching will reduce the rate of evaporation from the soil surface and limit competition from weeds. Organic materials such as grass clippings, clean weed-free straw, and shredded leaves are all excellent mulches in a vegetable garden. Wood chips and shredded bark are better choices for trees, shrubs, and perennial gardens. The depth of the mulch will depend on the type of mulching material as well as the site. Wood chips and shredded bark should be applied to a depth of 3 to 4 inches around trees and shrubs. Optimum depth in the vegetable garden ranges 2 to 3 inches for fine materials such as grass clippings and up to 6 to 8 inches for straw, as this will settle after applied. For more information on upcoming events offered through ISU Extension here in Cass County or the latest resources from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or Facebook page, or stop by the Extension office on the fairgrounds here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.